Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. If you heard, that's my cell phone, but yeah, everything is heard on the show. But you're welcome. I hope everybody enjoys the show today. We got a great guest, one of the top young coaches in Tangipahoa Parish at St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Hammond, Louisiana. Met him when he was an assistant coach at the school. Now he's the head coach and athletic director, Randall Leggett. Randall, thanks for joining us all the way from one of my favorite towns, Hammond, Louisiana. Strawberry land, right?
Yes, sir. Hammond, America. Appreciate you having me on.
Talk about Randall a little bit. He went to John Curtis High School in River Ridge, Louisiana. Was a good football player for John Curtis. Had a great career there. Went to St. Thomas Aquinas as an assistant. Has now become the head coach the last few years and the athletic director. Stays pretty busy. At one time was a track assistant coach. He's also at one time assistant track coach. Randall, you've done a little bit of everything, right, prior to being what you are now with the AD position, head coaching role, huh? You've done it all.
Yeah, man. Just like I tell the kids, it's always good to participate in multiple sports. So I enjoy it, especially when you're young. Why not? You get to touch base with different sports and the things that go along with it.
I want to mention before we get started too much, but the St. Thomas Aquinas, I found out, I did my research, was founded and started in 1986 with only 35 students. Some notable people, we'll talk about some of the players that have come out of school, like Cameron Dantzler, who's with the Vikings as a starter, went to Mississippi State. Coach, we got some Mississippi State listeners, believe it or not, in Louisiana. Cameron was almost an LSU Tiger, but Les Miles never pulled the trigger, and I know he wanted to go to LSU, and he made All-SEC at Mississippi State. Was a great corner, and great corner now in the NFL with Justin Jefferson's team there, Minnesota Vikings, from Destrehan, Louisiana. Alexander was a great D lineman at LSU. I didn't know this, Coach, but I'm not a big gladiator follower, but it says notable people from the school for Ultimate Fighting, 2012 grad, Modestus Bukakis, which is a weird name, Baltic gladiator, born in 1994, Lithuanian, British mixed martial artist who competes in the light heavyweight division of Ultimate Fighting. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, man. He participates in UFC, so I didn't know that the first couple of years, and it was brought up to me several years ago being at STA. So I was definitely surprised. I did not know that, and that's just awesome, man, that he's able to compete at that level in regards to the UFC.
Well, Modestus, don't come try to fight me if I butchered your last name, which I know I did. I know I messed up your last. I'm sorry about that. I'm trying. But it's spelled B as in boy, UKAUSKAS. Whew, man, I'll just call you Modestus. Coach, great program. We're going to talk about your team later in the show. We're going to talk about the school, which is grade 9 to 12. It's a Catholic school, Roman Catholic school, Tangipahoa Parish. It's part of the Catholic Diocese of Baton Rouge, actually, and it's a great school, known for a real good baseball team, soccer, track, golf, football, a lot of different sports programs for a small school, competes in every sport, right, Coach?
Just about. That's one of the things we preach at St. Thomas, man. Again, it's our kids playing multiple sports, and that's why we're able to compete like that in multiple sports. It's just a great environment to be in, and it's just awesome to see the kids grow and develop not only as students, but as athletes while they're participating in those different sports.
Ed Alexander is the kid that was on the cover of our magazine that went to LSU, was all SEC honorable mention D tackle, 6'3", 330 pounds, went to St. Thomas Aquinas. And also, Coach knows this, but Finley, T.J. Finley started off at St. Thomas Aquinas, right, before he went to Ponchatoula.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. He came to us his freshman year, and before he transferred to Ponchatoula. So you are correct.
Yeah, now he's an Auburn Eagle, right? Not LSU Tiger, Auburn. Is it the Eagles or is it the Tigers?
Auburn Tigers. Auburn Tigers.
Yes, sir. Are they? They got two mascots though, right? Which
they say War Eagle. That's probably where you got that from. But their mascot is listed as the Tigers. But one of their traditions is in regards to a War Eagle, so you kind of hear that chant throughout the season. You know, college football season.
You know what's crazy, Coach Leggett, is that I've never seen a college with two mascots. You know, it's different, right? You know, LSU's the Tigers.
Yeah, it is different. It's kind of mind-boggling because I still haven't figured out why. And I'm probably need to do some research, but, you know, that's what they say. So, you know, the rest of the country goes along with it.
Right. The bird flies down into somebody's hand before the game, and bam, that's it.
And then
and then they got a Tiger mascot on the sideline. Coach, before we take a break, I wanted to mention some sponsors that sponsor our show. John Harvey Toyota, which is out of Shreveport, Bossier City. They also have Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, Harvey Autos, Harvey Subaru. Used and new cars, if you want to, if you need a new or used car, you got to call them in Shreveport or Bossier City. That's John Harvey Toyota. Also, Medine's Collision Center in Baton Rouge, a great, great family-owned collision center owned by Chris Medine, Domenica Medine, great people since the 1960s. They're located on Kincaid Avenue, 357-7983 is the number to call. That's on Kincaid Avenue, 5275. And Treads and Care, a new sponsor of ours, which is on the corner of Hooper Road and Park Place Drive. They do brakes. They have any tire you want to get, any tire. All changes, alignment, air conditioning repair. Chico Moore, longtime LSU guy, is one of the managers there at Treads and Care. It's a beautiful store on Hooper Road, the corner of Hooper Road, Park Place Drive. Since 1971, Devin Holly and his family has been owners of the company. And the number to call is 331-8144. It's 331-8144, area code 225. Coach, we're going to take a break. We're going to have more with Coach Randall Leggett, the head football coach at St. Thomas Aquinas in Hammond, Louisiana, one of the great young coaches in the state and athletic directors. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about his team, more about the school, and I want to get Coach's thoughts on college football, the playoffs maybe going to 12 teams. Get his thoughts, what he thinks when we come back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkey, and our guest is Coach Randall Leggett, the head coach at St. Thomas Aquinas, not in Florida. You know, that's a national school in Fort Lauderdale. We're talking about St. Thomas Aquinas in Hammond, Louisiana. Great school. Cameron Dantzler came out recently, starting for the Vikings, a cornerback, went to Mississippi State. Before we get back in our interview, Coach, I want to throw out a stat to you. The Angels in the MLB had 20 rounds, right? They took 20 pitchers in 20 rounds. Is that crazy? Have you ever heard of that? 20 pitchers in 20 rounds. I just like bringing up crazy stats. The other stat is, it's not a stat. I'm pulling for Chris Paul to win an NBA championship, former Pelican, it wasn't the Pelicans, it was the Hornets when he was with New Orleans.
It was the Hornets, correct.
Now they're the Pelicans. But Chris Paul's 36 years old, Coach, almost 37. He's been playing this game almost 20 years. He looks like he's 20 years old going through the lanes. And I want to see him win it. Now, they're playing tonight against Milwaukee Bucks, and they could go up 3-1, or it could be 2-2, and it's in Milwaukee. What do you think of Chris Paul, Coach, and the youth that he's showing at 36?
Man. Oh, Chris Paul is, I guess, one of the true point guards left in the NBA, in my opinion, the way he's able to facilitate, score the basketball, and he just makes great decisions. And, you know, I've always been a Chris Paul fan when he was in New Orleans. So, you know, I've always wanted to see him, you know, earn a championship. It just seems like he's just a great team player, and he tries to put his teammates in the best position to win. one of the interesting stats that I saw recently is that, you know, everywhere he goes, his team significantly gets better. So, you know, that's why, you know, I think Chris Paul is deserving. He just does everything right. And like I said, he's probably one of the two point guards left in the NBA right now. So I'm rooting for him. I hope he gets it done.
Well, I'm pulling for him, but I think they got a good young team, man, with that Ayton center from, you know, Arizona, that 7-foot center. He's phenomenal.
Correct.
They've got
he's got the pieces.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. You know, what do you
Devin
think of
Booker,
Devin
yeah.
Booker's phenomenal, man. That guy's he's really come on. And, you know, they got some good veterans, and they're a quick team. They're not super tall, but, man, they can run and shoot. And I'm happy the Lakers are out and all the same teams. You know, I want somebody with no name in it. I was wanting the Hawks to win it. Somebody that, I mean, just tired of the same NBA teams winning it. What do you think about that?
Sure. Yeah, I agree. It was fun. I don't know. You can call me old school. You know, I like to see teams have a certain chemistry that, you know, you don't have a lot of superstars on that team, and they're just battling and finding ways to win and gaining chemistry win after win. So I agree with you. It was good to see, I guess, what they're calling it nowadays, the super teams with, you know, the three or four studs on one team, that type of deal, and they're all going to one team to win a championship. But it's just, like I said earlier, it's good to see teams like you said, Atlanta and the Suns and even Milwaukee right now, you know.
Right.
They have their superstars, but it's like they got, you know, one, and it's not really – a team full of superstars. They have great guys and great role players to assist guys like Chris Paul. So yeah, I'm just excited to see the NBA kind of change right now. I agree with you. Totally agree with you.
Man, I tell you what, Milwaukee, I think the problem is they're not in L.A. or Atlanta or a big pro. You know, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You know, sometimes we think about, man, they really got an NBA team in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they got passionate fans, though, man.
Yeah, you know, Milwaukee's not far from Green Bay, and we know Green Bay's got some great fans.
Yeah, man. So, it's some small market teams, you know. A lot of times, you see those small market teams get, you know, taken advantage of in regards to having the opportunity to get players and things of that nature. But it's just good to see those teams be able to make it to the finals and compete. So,
yeah.
It's fun to watch.
Coach, I remember the last team they said would never win one, a small market. Remember when San Antonio was thought of as a small market in Texas? And they drafted Robinson from Navy, and then they brought in Duncan. And,
correct.
And then all of a sudden, San Antonio is looked at as one of the best teams in the league, and they won several championships. But they were a small market team at one time. So you win one, you can get it going. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about St. Thomas Aquinas football, the team coming back. Coach, you got a good-looking team coming back, a lot of experience. You were young last year, still kind of young, but a lot of guys got to play. And I know that you're looking forward to this fall. We'll talk to more with Coach Randall Leggett, the head coach at St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Hammond, Louisiana. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest is Randall Leggett, the head coach and athletic director for football at St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Hammond, Louisiana. Coach, you've got experience coming back this coming year. Quarterback Drew Milton's got a lot of experience. Chase Daigle, tight end, defensive end, is going to be a senior. Milton's going to be a senior. You had mentioned Braden Thompson to me earlier, receiver DB. Darius Vaughn, a junior, DB running back. Devakey Williams, who's got a lot of talent, been watching him for a long time, been a starter since his freshman year, also a running back, linebacker. I think he could be a heck of a linebacker too. And then Nunzi Martello, a big tight end that can run and block. Coach, really interesting team you got coming back. You've got some experience You've got some numbers, a little bit more than last year, and a little bit more experience. And like, what do you think of the 221 team?
It's a team full of guys that's been playing for some quite some time now, and they have some experience under their belt. So we're looking forward to that. And those guys are just eager and ready to win, and winning by doing it the right way. So the coaching staff is really excited about that. And those guys have been working hard all summer, and we're really looking forward to the season.
I want to mention you have the seniors so they don't feel left out. LeJalen Jackson, Hayden Asprion, Jeremiah Haley. You've also got another senior coming back, Jake Berner, Braden Moore, some guys that are seniors. So, you look, a 9-10-man senior group's a big senior class for this school.
Yeah, and Braden Moore is going to be a key for us this year. He's playing center, just a smart, sharp guy, understands the game of football very well, and he's definitely going to be one of the leaders on our football team. So we got guys like that coming back, and like I said earlier, man, we're just excited, man. Can't wait for the season. The kids have been getting after it and really focusing on the task at hand.
Coach, what do you think of Martello, your big tight end? I mean, he's a big guy, 6'3", you know, 230, 240, can run, good hands. He's very under the radar, don't you think, as a college prospect?
Yes, he is. And then he also plays defensive end, too, has – ability to play outside linebacker. Just does a great job, has good feet, can block at the line of scrimmage, and make plays defensively with his hands on defense as far as being physical at the line of scrimmage. So he's a big key component, both offensively and defensively, and we're just looking forward to seeing him prosper and do the things we need him to do to help us win games.
Great first name, Nunzio. Running back linebacker, Devakey Williams been playing, it seems like, for 20 years for the school. He's been playing.
Yeah, Devakey's been playing for a while since his freshman year. Man, he's a great kid. And off the field, he's just a great kid, man. He's got a great character. Everybody around him just loves his energy and the way he goes about his work within the classroom and on the field. So we're proud of Devakey at this point and things he's been able to accomplish, and hopefully he gets the opportunity of his dreams at the next level.
Coach, I want to mention this. Today, LSU added a basketball staff member for boys basketball. Coach Will Wade hired Brandon Chambers from Texas Southern in Houston. And you know this as a coach. When you hire a guy from Texas, you know you're trying to get recruits out of Texas, right? You know that, right? So that's a good move. Texas Southern.
Yeah, trying to create a pipeline.
Pipeline there. Yeah, they were 17-8 last year, Texas Southern, winning the SWAC tournament and defeated Mount St. Mary's in an NCAA First Four contest. And his name is Brandon Chambers. He's going to come in and be on the staff. And here's a note. Now, this is not popular with Southeastern fans, Coach, and you're in Hammond. But pitcher Trey Schaefer transferred to LSU today from the baseball program at Southeastern.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, he's going to LSU as a graduate transfer, and they thought he would go in the draft today. He was looked at as a 11th or 12th round pick, and so he's going to be at LSU now, Trey Schaefer. Hope your Hammond people don't get mad at me for mentioning it, but, yeah, he's going to be a Tiger now instead of a Lion. It's a crazy move, huh?
Yeah, crazy move. Hopefully those Hammond America fans don't get too upset.
Right.
But you know, that's good for him, man. I'm sure he had his reasons not to enter the draft, and you know, to try to extend his college career. So, man, kudos to that kid, and you know, I wish him the best.
He's from Biloxi, Mississippi, throws 92, 93 miles an hour, was an all-conference, Southland Conference pitcher. This past year.
And we just actually had a former STN alum that was in that senior class with Cameron Danzler. He got drafted by the Indians today in the 11th round.
Who was that?
Hunter Stanley.
Oh, Hunter Stanley. Hunter. He went to St. Thomas.
Yeah. Yeah, St. Thomas. And he went to Southern Miss after going to Meridian, JUCO, and he worked his way up, man. He's probably one of the hardest working kids I've ever been around. He just doesn't really talk much, but he just knows what he wants and he goes after it. And we're very proud of him, man. He did it the right way, and he's definitely reaping the benefits from it.
Well, kudos to you, Stanley. Being a St. Thomas alum, I'm glad we brought that. I'm glad Coach brought that up. And man, I'm gonna tell you, Southeastern's got some great baseball players, huh, Coach? That go play at the next level. They got a good team every year.
Yeah, they do. But he was a force to be reckoned with at Southern Miss. He was on the mound, and he did some great things for the last several years for them. Like I said, man, we're proud of Stanley. We really are.
Hey, you know what a great stat is, Coach, for the podcast? This guy Schaefer that's going from Southeastern LSU, he went against Arizona's new coach. Arizona played Southeastern this year. He gave up 8 runs against Arizona. He still took him. So,
wow.
It's interesting. isn't that weird that Arizona played Southeastern this year, and then now Coach Johnson's the new coach? And so he saw him pitch in person. Wasn't his best day, but, again, he must have saw. Obviously, he's a good player. But, Coach, take one more break. When we come back, I want to get your thoughts on the playoffs, what you think of the playoffs maybe going to 12 teams, if that's something you agree with, and also if you would like to think about some questions here about anything you'd like to see change in high school football as far as rules, anything that you think you'd like to see change. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Randall Leggett, the head football coach at St. Thomas Aquinas in Hammond, Louisiana. We'll be right back. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's 3 great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people, tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. We've got head coach Randall Leggett, former John Curtis Christian football player. I want to mention that a few times. You played at John Curtis.
Yes, sir. I was fortunate to be there and be a part of that program. Just a great environment and great school to be a part of. Great coaches, great teachers. A lot of the lessons I use to this day were built from Curtis and the Curtis family and that school. So I've always been appreciative of what they, taught me and my peers.
Coach, I want to ask you this, what you think about the playoff system maybe going to 12 teams. I like it because if we would have had 12 teams 2 years ago, Brigham Young would have been in it. The Boise States would have been in it. You might have saw ULL in it last year. You never know. I mean, what do you think of this 12-man team possibly?
I like the 12 teams. It gives, it gives, like you just said, those teams, those Cinderella teams, the opportunity to compete. And, who knows, on any given night, the ball may bounce different, and it just gives them an opportunity to try to compete for a national championship. And then it declines any argument in regards to, well, they didn't let us in, we didn't have the opportunity. So I think going to 12 teams would be great, There's probably some risk to it because the season will go on further, but as far as like injuries and things of that nature, but I think it's good for college football, and it just brings that Cinderella feel.
Texas A&M would have been in it this year
if they were
12. And then I grew up watching a lot of West Virginia teams that were great. Darius Renaud, remember he was at Hanville, was a great back for West Virginia. They would have had some teams in the playoffs in the past. You would have saw maybe some more Washington Husky teams, maybe even I'll go out on a limb and say some LSU teams the last 3 years that were maybe finishing in that outside that top 10,
Correct. It just gives them an opportunity to compete, which you got to love. I mean, I always think about, that Boise State-Oklahoma game. Nobody really gave Boise State an opportunity for them to go out there and compete, and coaching staff, when that Boise State team come up with those schemes and put those kids in the right position to win a ball game, I mean, I truly believe that on any given time you're under the lights, you got an opportunity to win. So, no matter who you're playing. So, I'm all for it, man. It's some more games we get to watch, you know?
Yeah, I'm a college fanatic. On Saturdays, I'm watching Big Ten at 11 o'clock. By 3 o'clock, I'm watching SEC sometimes at noon. I'm watching Mountain West. I'm watching Sun Belt. I'm watching the SWAC. I'm watching Independence.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
I'm watching everybody. And, I just love the game. I love ball. I love football. And, you know, I love to see – I like the energy that Deion Sanders has brought to the SWAC at Jackson State. I mean, he's now bringing the conference to another level with attention, which is bringing kids to want to go in the conference now, big names.
Correct. I think Jackson State did a great job of making sure they put Deion in the right position for him to be successful. And then also they knew that was going to bring attention to their school. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it was a great move. And kids understanding that, hey, HBCU, you know, football is not entirely a drop off and some competition, and when you got great talent, you know, coming to those schools, it just again brings a level of competition, and you know, why not? And then it affords these kids an opportunity to play. You know, hey, they'll find you. You know, they'll find you if you can play. They'll find you. So a lot of these kids have I got to go D1 on their minds, but Power Five on their minds.
Yeah.
So anytime you get an opportunity to play D1 football, you need to take advantage of it.
Coach, I regret that Mississippi Valley wasn't on TV back in the late 90s with Jerry Rice and Willie Totten. Those were two of the greatest ever, and not one game was on TV. And today, in today's all the channels we have, they would have been on TV every week with Jerry Rice.
Oh, correct. Especially with all the records that were breaking.
Oh, man.
If you would have missed a couple, you at least would have caught one. It would have been televised.
They were averaging 66 points a game.
Yeah, man.
And over 700 yards offense a week, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, back then, HBCUs, man, you're talking about some talent.
Walter Payton, Jackson State. Jackie Slater.
Yeah.
Mel Blount. Southern, Harold Carmichael, Southern, Isaiah Robertson. Now, he's being remembered as Earl Campbell taking him out in those replays. But other than that, he was a Hall of Fame linebacker with the Oilers from Southern University. But, Coach, any thoughts on high school football? Anything that you'd like to see changed maybe in the rules come game day? Anything that you'd like to see changed as far as I know they cut back on spring. Would you like to see more days of spring again?
I think it's good where it's at. You got 10 solid days. I think in regards to spring practice, that's good. And then they also give you an option to opt out and you get an extra week, in August. So, I think, you know, the 10 days is enough. And then in regards to like any rule changes, I wouldn't say any rule changes. I mean, I think they have the best interests of the kids at heart and, you know, making sure that everybody's safe in regards to the protocol that they put in place. But, I mean, you know, now I'm an offensive guy now. You know, I would love to see maybe the hideout rule come to play like it was back in the day. But just for a little trickery. But other than that, I mean, I think they're doing a great job making sure that they have the proper rules in place. And, I'm good, man. I just love to go out there and see those kids compete and coach. So,
Coach, I got one thing I'd like to see change. I'd like to see more timeouts given to high school teams. Because, you know, at that level, you know, it's a learning level, right? It's not the pros, but high school. Wouldn't you like to see maybe one more timeout because, you know, it's high school. I mean, maybe add more time out to a tight game late in the game when you don't have any left.
Yeah. man, I'm so used to three timeouts. four sounds so odd to me. I mean, yeah, I mean, you would love to have that extra timeout. What coach wouldn't? You know, I agree with you, but I'm so used to having that three, man. It just, you have to be prepared. It just makes you have to be that much more prepared in regards to, you know, running 2 minutes and managing the clock and things of that nature. It just adds a whole other element to the game that separate the talented coaches and the talented teams from the not so talented. So I understand why they have three timeouts, and I'm just so accustomed to it. But hey, man, if they want to give me four, I'll take it.
Coach, one other thing I was thinking about. Is halftime too short with your team, or is it too long?
Generally, they give you anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes. And I think anytime you get past 20 minutes, I think it's too long. I think 15 minutes is good. You know, you get to go in there, make your halftime adjustments, get kids warmed up, taking care of any bumps and bruises or anything of that nature. And then you go back out there. You don't want them sitting for too long.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't want the Canadian Football League rules anytime soon, Coach. We're third down and second down. I don't want that. You ever seen a Canadian Football League game?
I glance at it. You know, the wide receiver alignments and the different motions that they do. It's very intriguing. But I watch it when it comes on from time to time. But to be honest with you, I don't really dive in it. You know, same game week to week type of thing.
Wouldn't that be crazy mess with you mentally when you know third down is fourth down? So you got a punt on third down, or the ball changes over. So you got one less down, and the end zone's 20 yards. I mean, 20 yards end zone. It's crazy, man.
I've been around a game of football since I was like 8, man. Just sounds so crazy.
Isn't it crazy? And then you can also – the guys can run – they can actually run at the line and run up at the line and leave the line before the snap.
Which correct. Is, I've seen that before.
Isn't that weird? It's crazy. Like the receiver can break the line and go before the snap.
It's definitely intriguing. I mean, it's probably an advantage, to be honest with you, from an offensive standpoint. So I'm always, like I said, I'm always intrigued by that. In regards to the receiver alignments and then the get off and things of that nature. So it's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, I don't want to be a cornerback in the Canadian League when the receiver has 3 yards on you before the snap. That's pretty bad.
Correct. Correct. It's hard to get a jam on a guy like that.
Yeah, wait a minute. He gets 3 yards on me and I got to stop that 4-4 guy? Shoot. Coach, any final thoughts about St. Thomas Aquinas? Oh, I've got the schedule. Pretty tough schedule coming up for your team. Talk about your non-district schedule this coming year. You got some really tough teams coming up to play, as always, though.
Yeah. Going in, I guess, the scheduling, you always want to be able to compete and play against the best, so to speak. And that was a mindset going into the season. So, you know, Episcopal is a playoff contending team, a championship contending team. So you always try to keep them on the schedule. And then, you know, it's good to play the local talent like LaRonda, Independence, and teams of that nature. And then we haven't played Hannon, and that used to be a huge rivalry for us. So we decided to kind of put them on the schedule, and it should be a good game for us. We're going to play them at Strawberry Stadium. Then we have West Feliciana that we're not really familiar with. It's probably, I don't know, since I've been a part of St. Thomas, this is the first time I've ever played against them. And then we got Riverside that was a battle for us when Coach White was at St. Thomas and Dangler and all those guys were there. We used to have some great games with them, so it was great just to see them on the schedule. And then we just have our normal district. And you want to do that prior to going into district, so you'll be ready for district and then obviously ready to compete from a playoff standpoint.
I want to mention this for the fans out there, people who are not familiar with Hammond, Louisiana. I really think it's cool that y'all get to play at Southeastern's turf field in Hammond, Louisiana at Southeastern. Y'all get to use the field for home games. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we used to do that prior to, I think, Danzler's senior year, if I'm not mistaken. That used to be our home field for a while. And then we decided to put the stadium in the back, and that's when we moved. But
yeah.
It was always a cool deal just to be out there in college environment and be able to coach out there, especially as a young coach. It was always awesome to be in that environment, and the kids enjoyed it, you know.
But it's
something about playing at home in your own backyard too.
Yeah,
it's a different type of vibe. So
I meant the jamborees. That's when y'all can play there on the jamborees, which I think is pretty neat. Y'all can still play there for Jamboree Week, which is in August. Which, Coach, man, before we snap our fingers, we're gonna have jamborees, huh?
Correct, and it's right around the corner. School's right around the corner, so right.
y'all don't get a long enough summer anymore.
So, man, it's just like I told you earlier, man. The coaching staff is eager. We got some new pieces. Shout out those guys like David Maryland, that coached on the Gabe Petito at Catholic High, and was fortunate to win some championships over there. He's a part of the staff now, and he's been doing some great things, and we're excited about the way the offense is looking. And then the defensive coordinator, Stephen Champagne, he's a former Curtis Patriot too. We actually graduated from Curtis together, so that's always great. You know, to have a lifelong friend coaching on the side. And then Tino Fletcher, another co-DC for us. So we got some pieces, and Dan Shively is going to be our offensive line coach, and Ryan Dorsey, our defensive back coach. Actually, Anthony Graham is also at Catholic High, so our running back coach. So hope I'm not missing anybody. No, I named them all. So
there you go. You good?
Yeah. We're excited, man. It's great to have some help. It really is. So, the kids are excited about it too, man. So we're just looking forward to competing.
Well, St. Thomas Aquinas, you've got to go support them. If you're hearing the show, if you like Coach says, on Friday night, they have the home field behind the school, which I've been there. There's a lot of land on that property. It's a great setup. They call them the Falcons. Falcons football. 2021 team's going to have a good team. Coach Randall Leggett's the head coach. David Maryland, Coach, you picked up a heck of a coach getting him. He's always been on top of things when he was at Catholic and even before with us. And he has a lot of energy like yourself. And, man, and you picked up your former teammate from Curtis. Another Catholic coach you mentioned as well. I mean, man, that's an all-star staff at your school now. That's impressive.
Yeah, man. You just as a young coach, you're eager, and you got to understand that you can't do things yourself, man. And you got to have good people and great coaches around you to be a championship football team. So, you know, I thought it was imperative that we find the right guys, and I was blessed enough to solidify the deal, so to speak. So, we, like I said, man, those guys are awesome. And you know what? They're great guys. This is great coaching staff. They're just great guys, man, to be around. And you can feed off of that energy, and you can see the kids love them. So, the culture is moving in the right direction, and we're excited.
Coach, I have a crazy question for you from a fan that texted me when we said we were going to have you on. But Karen from Slot L asked, what is your favorite pregame meal food with your team? Is there a certain food you like game night?
Oh, yes. Shout out to Miss Gay Hester. She prepared our pregame meals, man, but she makes the awesome roast with potatoes.
Whoa.
And some string beans. Mm. Oh, man.
I'm hungry right now, Coach. that's some good groceries, as they say, where I'm from. Good groceries, man.
Everybody always loves that roast. So,
look, say her name again. I'm honored to hear this. This is great.
Yeah, Miss Gay Hester.
There you go.
She does it. she does a great job with our pregame meals. So.
She's the 12th man, the 12th person, right?
Correct, man. She had, I think she's on a third son.
Wow.
Through St. Thomas. She's going to be a junior. So, you know, she's been a part of the STA family for quite some time now.
Hey, that sounds a lot better than hamburgers and french fries, which I know y'all don't eat a lot on game night, right? Yeah.
No, sir.
You got to eat the protein before game night, man. You got to eat the right food. And Coach, I appreciate you being on. Don't hang up. Thank you to Coach Randall Leggett, the head coach, St. Thomas Aquinas in Hammond, Louisiana. They're going to have a great year, and he's doing a good job there. And before we go, go to LAFootballMagazine.com. You can get your pre-order your magazine. Louisiana Football Magazine, Coach, our 25th year anniversary comes out in August. We have all the schools in it, including St. Thomas Aquinas, will be previewed. All 300 high schools, all 12 colleges, including Southeastern, LSU, all the schools, and then recruiting. We'll have some of his guys in there as well from St. Thomas Aquinas. We will see you really soon. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.